Let's begin with a prayer. Our dear Father, we thank you for the privilege to sing. Thank you so much for our Lord Jesus, who is the shepherd, tender youth, and he guides us with so much love. We praise you for your faithfulness, dear Father, as a shepherd, as a good father. Thank you for calling us to be a part of your kingdom, and we ask for your blessing on each one gathered together this morning. And our prayer is that we would be better prepared to serve you, and also for the time that you call us to leave this life, or when Jesus comes again. Thank you, Father. Bless Brother David. Bless. Thank you for your care and protection this week. Thank you for your kindness. Pray for Hope. We miss her here with the singing school. And we ask you especially keep her and take care of her this morning. And any others who are sick and afflicted, have the needs, dear Father, we thank you for your goodness. In Jesus' name. Okay, why don't we try Joy to the World again, sing that, and what we're going to do is remember how easy it is to do something in the chorus that's a little mistake. What is that? Remember? We're so excited to sing, and we start to, what?
Go on ahead.
Go racing. Let's just try to just calmly keep on, but singing real loud, real nice, with a full voice, sing. And we'll just try to take it slow. Maybe we ought to just take it real slow, and then as time goes on, we'll speed this hymn up a little bit. Maybe that'll help us. Maybe this is about timing. Not necessarily. Here was our timing, remember, of our notes. But the tempo is the speed that we sing. And there are times that when there's a song like Speed Away, Speed Away, we want to kind of speed up there. That's good. That's good. We want to change like that. But there are other times that we just want to, it's a challenge to keep our pace. Just keep our pace. So that we stay together.
too.
That's good. Thinking of number 10. The next to last sheep, take down my hand, O Father. Take down my hand, O Father. One you got this morning, do you have?
Yeah, does everybody have?
Everybody have? Raise your hand if you don't. Oh, you need one. Did you have a blank page there, or do you just need a whole sheet?
Okay, I'm just not seeing the take down my hand, O Father.
Okay, one of them this morning. Want to mention, we would like to, we got extra, some at least, extra notebooks, so you adults, grab these things, if nothing else, to follow after here, but I'd like to be able to sing them at other times as well, everybody together. So we're getting extra, we bring along extra song sheets each Sunday so that you can fill yours up too. At least one or two per family extra would be nice that we can have. We can always just get more.
I got 2 10.
Okay. Number 10.
I got 2 10.
Take down my
hand. I got 2 10.
Deep focus. Sounds really nice in German as well. It's translated from German to English. there's some of our songs that are that way. They didn't start out in English. They're written in another language. And English-speaking people said, you've got to have that one. That's a good one. Let's try to translate it. And they had to make it rhyme. It was hard to do. They had to still keep the thought in the words and but they had to switch things around a little bit to make it rhyme. And it came out to be a good, beautiful hymn. That's good. So what we're going to do now, do you have any questions or pointers? Like anything to clarify? Try to remember to ask. We're going to go ahead and do our scale again. Remember, I heard that somebody has this written in their book. That's what I wanted you to do. Go ahead and practice the scale, the major diatonic scale. And we're just going to do that again here, and then we're going to go over to praise to God and mortal praise, and we're going to practice our parts a little bit again. Do I have a pointer? Maybe. Oh, I know, it's back there, back in the restroom, up on the right hand side, stuck in the insulation. All right, here we go. We're gonna go and see you again. Do re mi fa sol. Good. We can just do and do that. You can't do it enough. You get familiar with these notes. So let's go. Let's skip and do the do our resting notes. Do 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 mi so do. Now. You listen
to these notes. They each have a feeling, and that's why it's so beautiful in a hymn. You put different words and syllables on particular notes because they have a different feeling. Do is strong, do strong and restful, resting. Re, rousing and hopeful, rising. Mi, calm and peaceful, happy. Fa, sad and mournful. Rising, soul bright and happy. Hear that? There's la. La is also sad and mournful. Ti, piercing and shrill. Do, calm and restful, resting. See the difference in the notes? God made it that way. That wasn't man that did this. God did. And it's part of His creation. Let's remember that. This isn't some invention of man. They kind of figured it out somehow. But they each have a feeling. And so here's a little thought for you. You could call these notes here these strong, restful notes. You could call them God's notes. And these others, re, fa, la, ti, they're man's notes reaching out to God. You see? And that's why our hymns mostly end up with do. What did we sing? Until my earth journey endeth eternally. See that? We end up with God. End up with rest. We end up with strong rest. And that's the way good music is. Man's music spends most of its time, or a lot of its time, up on these la. You heard things like that? They just spend lots of time. Fa, la, ti. You heard that? They spend lots of time on man's notes. We need them. But man's notes are longing for the restful arms of God. Man's reaching out longs for the restful arms of our Heavenly Father. Let's do this again. Let's go. Let's think about this as we go do, re, do, do, re, mi, do, do, re, mi, fa. Let's do that.
Do, re, do, do, re, mi, do, do, re, mi, fa, do, re, mi, fa, so, do, re, mi, fa, so, la, do, re, mi, fa, so, la, ti, do.
Let's do this. Do, re, do, do, mi, do, do, fa, do. Let's do that again. Do, fa, do, do, sol. Something I'm going to share with you, just so you can get to thinking about this. Between me and fa, there's a half step. That's just a half step. And between ti and do, half step. So, do, re, do. Now let's just go up through and feel these half steps if you can think about it. Do, re, mi,
fa.
Just a little bit more.
Mi, fa.
Sol, la, ti.
Now, ti, do. Ti, do.
Feel that half step. Okay, remember there's half steps here. We'll lead you on from there, but I have to get you thinking about that. Okay. This note, what do we call it? Whole note. Half. Then colored in. Quarter. Quarter note. Who will say the next one?
Eight.
And... so we double it every time. Okay. And that has to do with what? That tells us how to sing it?
How long
to sing it. How long to hold that note? I was wondering if you said it. But I heard it. Yeah, very good. That's the value of the note. Okay. Enough of that. Let's get to practicing our parts here in Praise to God, Immortal Praise. Okay, we're going to sing the notes. And are you all singing alto? You're going to try to sing alto. I know it's proper. It's proper when you don't know alto real well. Just go ahead and sing soprano, even though you're over in this area. But raise your hand if you want to try the alto then. We'd like you to be together, altos. Who's playing with you? Very good, very good. Let's see how it goes. Okay, very good. Alto, very good. All right, and then sopranos are over here. You're going to do the top note. And alto's the next one, of course. Sol, mi. And tenors are out here, and basses back here. Okay? Let's try to do this again. And I'm gonna walk around while we're doing this, and help you a little bit. Why don't we just... we're going to say the notes. Let's just go ahead and say the notes. Now I'm going to come here and help you a little bit. No, I take that back. Let's sing the words. Let's just sing the words. And you try to stay on your alto. I'm going to help you. And I'll come over here, make sure soprano's doing okay. And then I'll listen to you tenors back there. And I don't know. I think the basses do all right. Because I hear plenty of good bass back there. So I better get my book open here to the fourth. Is it the fourth page? No, further on. Up here at the sixth page. Okay. Praise to God. Okay. Fat boys eat apple dumplings greedy. Remember that little saying that helps us? So here we have, what is our pitch again?
E.
But we need to add a flat on there. E flat. Fat boys eat. E flat. And I need to make you a little chart for that. Sometimes we have to add a flat. Practice out to them anyway. And of course, your tenors, And let's just try to do the notes first. I'm going to sing the notes. Here we have, what's the saying for the sharks?
Go down and eat breakfast.
Go down and eat breakfast first. So with two sharks, we have D. There we go. That's everyone together on soprano first. That would be good. On the melody.
Me, so, me, fa.
Oh,
That's enough, I believe. I'd like to keep right on. Very good. We should have done our do-do-do TTT. Should we do that yet, though?
That little exercise. You try it.
Texted me what it was, but I didn't have time to. The assignment was to remember the sermon from last week and to put it into practice in a way that you can. And so I didn't get it quick enough to think about it and put it, you know, think about how to put it into practice in the week. So I'm going to recite. I'm going to recite Matthew 5, what I know of it. And seeing the multitudes, he went up onto a mountain, and when he was set, his disciples came unto him. And he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Blessed are you when men shall... I don't remember those verses. Anyway.
So the moral of the story is, listen to the for the assignment and put it and do it throughout the week that I didn't do.
Okay, so last week David preached about how in the church we're a team and we work together, and when we listen to a message, we should apply that part that we learned to the whole so we can be a team in what we're doing. And so just this morning there was a pile of branches along the fence that we wanted to carry down and put on a rock pile. So I didn't think we were going to get the whole thing done, but we did it as a team and got them all moved. So if we do what our dad wants and follow him and be a team like that, then that'll help us be ready to be a team in the church and follow the leader in that. So
David talked about honoring your parents or your elders, and you can obey them, but if you don't honor them and respect them, that's probably the main thing he said. And if you don't do that, then you're still not doing right. And I thought about that a whole bunch last week. So.
I was thinking about how you got to be okay with there being a hero and it not being you. And you got to just do your part and let other people do theirs. And so I've been trying to just do what I'm supposed to do this week.
Brother David preached about doing good when no one's watching, like the scripture says, walk by faith and not by sight. Just even though no one would find out that you did something bad, you still should do the right thing.
I need to do my part better and family and stuff. I've been working on that. Like when I'm doing something, if I'm not focused, it gets done slow, or I put something together wrong and I have to go back and fix it.
They talked about morals, having good morals, not compromising them for things that seem more fun, but in the end they don't seem so a lot of fun. They're strong.
I wasn't here last week, so I just thought something that I've learned, or probably still learning, is being diligent. I could probably apply that to my life throughout the week a little better.
Last week, Uncle David talked about respecting your elders, parents, and something I struggle with is respecting people that are older than you.
I thought about like what Hans was saying, how that, and what he preached last Sunday, that when he's preaching and he's given a point, he stresses that point, and you can't just take it just like that and just apply it. You have to look at it, everything together, all the other things he talks about. And I thought of that before, how it seems, a little, a certain point seems a little too much emphasis on it or something, but no, it completely makes sense when you look at it all together.
Last week, Brother David talked about need to be a part of the whole and work together as a team and in your work. And when I'm working at home, I thought about if you can't get along with your brothers and just work together at home, you won't be able to work together as a team in the church.
The sermon was about the church is like a team and we each need to do our part. David talked about respecting and listening to our elders, and I need to work on that.